Chapter 5.
Gavar Kai sagged against the back of the command chair, closing his eyes for a moment. They had escaped. He winced slightly as he realized he had used the word to describe leaving his home world, the place that had birthed and trained him.
Zeba Kai.
He didn't answer Tola Anax at once, as another realization shook him to his core. He would never become a lord now. He had just severed all ties to everything he had ever known, and was now a traitor. He swallowed, reaching into the Force to compose himself and find some measure of calm.
Yes, Anax.
We won't be able to go back, will we?
Her normally sharp eyes were distant, her broad shoulders set, as if she were already carving out her future actions.
No, we will not, he said,
as if he himself had not wrestled with the same feelings that were now clearly occupying Tola.
We have made our choice. We were sent to subdue Abeloth, but she has proven too strong for us. We returned to Kesh in good faith. Lord Vol decided to attack Abeloth alone, for whatever reason, and failed. When we left with her, we sealed our fate. Are you having second thoughts?
That got her attention, and she snapped out of her reverie with a little start.
No, sir. Of course not, sir.
It was too quick a reply to be sincere. Kai knew, as he knew Tola Anax knew, that the word from the tribe was that Abeloth had attacked Vol. But he decided to turn the identity of the aggressor around. Better for his crew to think that Vol had violated the agreement and suffered for it, while the innocent Abeloth moved on to greater things. Better to think they had chosen rightly, because even if anyone felt they had not, there was nothing to be done now. The fabled City of Glass lay in molten ruins, its grand lord crippled, though not killed. Nothing, no abasement, no apology, nothing could return anyone in this fleet to favor in the Lost Tribe. Ever. He felt a faint brush of approval in the back of his mind. Abeloth sanctioned the revision of history.
The true essence of the Lost Tribe will be preserved, Kai said. And as allies of Abeloth, we are much closer to achieving our destiny of ruling this galaxy.
Of course, sir. I am in complete agreement with you. Sometimes the useless chaff must be forced away if the seed is to grow.
Anax's voice was sincere and strong. Kai didn't believe her for a moment.
What now, sir?
Kai realized he didn't know, but he had to take action. Some kind, any kind, or else he would be deemed weak by his own second in command.
Hail ship, and tell him I would speak with our mistress in my quarters,
he said firmly. It was the first time he had used the term, but it felt appropriate. Abeloth needed to believe that all of them were on her side. Of course, all of them were. They had to be. And even as he rationalized it coldly, Kai found himself glad of the events. There was something pure about Abeloth, purer than the elaborate masks and traditions of the Lost Tribe. This was no glamour, no false dazzlement he was experiencing. He had seen Abeloth at her best and worst. He had fought against her and with her. He would never have imagined events would turn this way, but he was not unhappy that they had. Anax nodded brusquely, her fingers flying as she went about her task.